Nolte, rural Trump voters already live in the safe, tolerant utopia leftists claim to want. By John Nolte on April 12, 2021. If I had to boil down the political wisdom I've learned over four decades of observing, studying, writing, and debating, it would be this. Life in rural America, where Republican Trump voters live and govern, is clean, safe, and racially tolerant. On the other hand, most of the places in America where life is dirty, polluted, dangerous, and violent, where people are plagued with racial hate and race riots, are cities populated by and governed by Democrats. What's more, if you remove Democrat-run cities from our national statistics, you will find an overall America that is overwhelmingly peaceful, safe, clean, and racially tolerant. Nevertheless, Democrats and their fake media allies still blame Republicans for problems in cities where Democrats are in total control and make up a majority of the population. According to the left, Republicans are to blame for racism, pollution, and gun violence, even though, out where we live, our air, water, and streets are safe and clean. Yes, we all own guns, but there's no gun violence crisis. We're all supposed to be racists and responsible for all the hate crimes, but where we live, there is no hate crime crisis. Now, there are exceptions, but those exceptions only serve to prove the rule. Let me lay this out for you. Opening. Leftists say they want to live in a utopia free of gun violence, free of pollution, and free of racism. Well, that place already exists. It's called rural Megaland. In rural America, the environment is clean. No one worries about getting shot, and there are no racial tensions. Let me start with a personal example. For a total of 20 years, I've lived in rural North Carolina. My wife is a Mexican immigrant. Our interracial marriage has never been a problem with anyone. My wife has never had a problem with anyone. For 6 years, my next-door neighbor was a mixed-race family. Black and white. They never had a problem. On the other side of me is a couple with mixed-race grandkids. Black, white, and brown. They've never had a problem. Riddle me this, fake media and Democrats. If rural America is where all the racists are supposed to live, where's all the racism in rural America? Everyone I know in rural Megaland owns guns. Plural. And yet I can't remember the last time we had a shooting in my county. A county where shoplifting still makes the front page. Oh, and get this. We're all supposed to be anti-environment. And yet out here in rural Megaland, our waterways, streets, parks, forests, and neighborhoods are clean and filled with greenery. Think about that. I mean, really think about it. You would think that instead of blaming us for their problems, Democrats who live in these shithole cities would ask our advice on how to live, how to fix their neighborhoods, how to ease racial tensions, advice we would be happy to give. Let me give you some concrete data. Racism. According to the Department of Justice, out where I live in rural North Carolina, throughout all of 2019, there were a total of only 20 hate crime allegations in our 13 rural counties where the population adds up to 668,000. That means that throughout 2019, there were only 2.9 hate crime allegations per 100,000 people. Guess what the hate crime numbers are in some of the most progressive, left-wing cities in America? Well, you don't have to guess, because I have those numbers for you. Portland, Oregon equals 5.75 reported hate crime incidents per 100,000. Boulder, Colorado equals 7.9 incidents per 100,000. San Francisco, California equals 7.2 incidents per 100,000. Alexandria, Virginia equals 3.1 incidents per 100,000. Arlington, Virginia equals 4.7 incidents per 100,000. Seattle, Washington equals 40, not a typo, per 100,000. Washington, D.C. equals 29, not a typo. Incidents per 100,000, this is where the elite media live, lol. I think you're starting to get the point, but let's close with a personal favorite. Berkeley, California equals 6.5 per 100,000. Golly, gee, will you look at that? It's anywhere from 2 to 10 times safer for a minority to live in rural MAGA country than it is in an oh-so-progressive city populated and governed by Democrats. How is that possible when we're told that we are the racists? How is it possible that where all of America's so-called racists live, where we all congregate, own guns, and govern, there is less racism. And in most cases, much less racism, than there is in cities filled with Democrats. Shouldn't there be more racism where all the racists live? Look at those hate crime numbers again, and what you will see is this fact. A racial, sexual, and religious minority is more than twice as safe in rural Trump land than they are in America's most left-wing cities, and 10 times safer than they are in Washington, D.C., where Joe Biden won 93% of the vote. Now that your left-wing head is spinning, you might begin grasping for straws. Allow me to disabuse you of all your bad arguments. You might want to believe no minorities live in rural America, which means there are fewer opportunities for we yee-haw racists to commit hate crimes. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Now while it's true there's a smaller percentage of minorities in rural America than in shithole cities, this only proves further that rural America is much more tolerant than Democrat-run cities. Think about this. Out here in rural America, minorities are outnumbered by white people much more than they are in your cities. And yet, out here, even though they're outnumbered, they're much safer living among those of us smeared as racists. Here's a timely example. The Asian population in rural America is less than 1%. That means that out here in rural Magaland, Asians are outnumbered by white Trump voters by, let's say, 100 to 1. And yet, even though we are being falsely blamed for this recent wave of anti-Asian hate crimes, no one in Magaland is committing hate crimes against these vastly outnumbered Asians. There is no anti-Asian hate crime crisis in Magaland. The only place where Asians are at risk are in cities populated and governed by Democrats. Bottom line, where Trump voters live and govern, there are almost zero hate crimes. But where Democrats live and govern, look at all those hate crimes. But somehow, even though we rural Trump voters don't live there, we're still blamed for all the hate crimes that happen in cities populated by and governed by Democrats. Fact, there are no racial tensions in rural America. People of all races and creeds and backgrounds live here together in relative peace and harmony. And it's glorious. It's a wonderful way to live. And to those of you who are stupid enough to believe that the only reason there are no racial tensions in Magaland is because black people are afraid or intimidated, look at what happened in my little town just last year. And guess how many hate crime allegations there were in my county, Watauga, in 2019? One. Or, as I like to put it, 303 fewer than in left-wing Seattle. Anyone of any race, religion, color, sexual preference, or creed is welcome in MAGA country. As long as you leave us alone to live our beliefs, we will not only leave you alone to live your beliefs. If you ever need help, we will be there for you. Gun violence. Almost everyone in rural Magaland owns guns, plural. I own 9 guns. And yet, the gun violence crises happen in cities populated and governed by Democrats for years. In some cases, decades. If guns cause violence and Trump voters are violent, why are there no gun violence crises in rural America? If gun control ends gun violence and Democrats are less violent, why is there so much terrible gun violence where there's the most gun control and in Democrat-run cities where Democrats live? If Trump voters were indeed violent, instead of being idyllic and peaceful, rural America would look like Dodge City circa 1875. Here's a list of the top 15 cities in 2020 with the most murders and which party runs those cities. Chicago, last Republican mayor was 1931. New York City, it took Democrat Bill de Blasio 6 years to destroy Republican Giuliani's miracle. Philadelphia, only Democrat mayors since 1952. Baltimore, only Democrat mayors since 1967. Houston, one GOP mayor since 1974. Los Angeles, one Republican since 1961. St. Louis, only Democrats mayors since 1949. Dallas, one Republican mayor since 1995. Kansas City, one Republican mayor since 1930. Indianapolis, since 2000, 8 years of GOP rule, 12 years of Democrat rule. Washington, D.C., only Democrat mayors. New Orleans, Democrat mayors since 1872, not a typo. Jacksonville, two Republican mayors and one Democrat since 2003. San Antonio, officially a nonpartisan office, but leftists have run that city for 2 decades. Atlanta, run by Democrats since 1879, not a typo. Except for Jacksonville and Indianapolis, which have had both Republican and Democrat rule in recent years, every one of America's most murderous cities has been run exclusively by Democrats for decades, and not a single one of those cities, not one, has been run exclusively by Republicans. Here's a list of 2020's top 10 most dangerous cities per capita, violent crime incidents per 100,000 residents, and which party runs those cities. Spoiler alert, Democrats. Detroit, 1,965 per 100,000. Democrats have run Detroit since 1962. St. Louis, 1,927 per 100,000. Democrats have run St. Louis since 1949. Memphis, 1,901 per 100,000. Democrats have run Memphis since 1992. Baltimore, 1,859 per 100,000. Democrats have run Baltimore since 1967. Springfield, Mo, 1,519 per 100,000. Mayoral office is nonpartisan, but the city is left-leaning. Little Rock, 1,517 per 100,000, ruled by Democrats for decades. Cleveland, 1,517 per 100,000, ruled by Democrats since 1990. Stockton, 1,397 per 100,000, alternates between GOP and Dem mayors. Albuquerque, 1,352 per 100,000, one Republican since 1985. Milwaukee, 1,332 per 100,000, only Socialist and Democrat mayors since 1906. Want to know the violent crime rate out here in rural America where I and a whole lot of other gun-toting Trump voters live? Ready for this. 132 per 100,000. The overall crime rate in my Trump-loving county. Even though our poverty rate is higher than Baltimore's. More on this below, makes it one of the safest regions in the United States. Here are the violent crime numbers from my neighboring cities and towns. Lenoir, Pop. 19,436 per 100,000. Wilkesboro, Pop. 3,500, 434 per 100,000. Hickory, Pop. 41,401 per 100,000. In the rural and more Republican areas outside of those small towns and cities, it's even safer. How is this possible in areas populated by violent Trump supporters who almost all own guns? What's more, how is it possible that all these oh-so-progressive cities filled with oh-so-progressive citizens and oh-so-progressive political leadership are so full of violence and racism? Are you still blaming Trump voters? Well, get this. We North Carolina Trumpdards, with all our guns, still have a much lower violent crime rate than even the 50th most violent city in America. Rochester, New York, 748 per 100,000. Oh, and Rochester has been run by Democrats since 1974. You want to blame the crime rate on density? Well, I invite you to take a look at parts of Hickory and Lenoir and even Boone. We don't have the sprawl of a Chicago or Los Angeles, but we have plenty of densely populated areas, and they are nowhere near as dangerous as your oh-so-progressive shitholes. Besides, if density causes crime and racism, why are Democrats pro-density? If density causes crime and racism, why are crime and racism blamed on guns and Trump voters? How about you idiots make up your minds? Side note. I urge you to go through all 50 of the cities on the list linked above and look up who's in charge. Yes, you will probably find some Republican-run cities, but once again, those are the exceptions that prove the rule. And I would like to add that there are places run by Democrats that are safe and clean and free of racial tensions. In fact, my little town of Boone has a Democrat mayor. That's not my point. So let me restate my point. Out here in conservative, rural, Trump-loving America, we have no gun violence, pollution, or racial crises. But 9 times out of 10, when there is one of these crises, they are unrolling in places where Democrats live and govern. Drug problems. Yes, like the rest of the country, rural America definitely has a serious and troubling drug problem. Nevertheless, unlike Democrat-run cities, we have none of the murder, gangs, gun violence, carjacking, or homeless crises that go with it. No riots, no lootings. Poverty. The poverty rate in my county is higher than the poverty rate in Baltimore. Nevertheless, unlike Democrat-run cities, we have none of the murder, gang, gun violence, carjacking, or homeless crises that go with it. No riots or lootings. Clean environment. Rural America is populated by Trump voters who are constantly accused of being anti-environment, but my God, it is truly beautiful out here. Green and lush, clear streams and rivers, clean streets, blue skies. Unlike the polluted, toxic waste dumps that are so many Democrat-run cities, we take care of our environment. Summation. Democrats blame Trump voters for violence, racism, and pollution, but the truth is that where we all live and govern ourselves, we don't have these problems. But in these shithole cities where Trump voters and Republicans have no say at all when it comes to governing and policy, there's one gun violence, hate crime, pollution, and homeless crisis after another. How can Democrats blame us for their own problems, especially when where we live we don't have any of these problems? And yet, Democrats ridicule our way of life as backward. Bottom line. Until it interferes with someone else's right to live their life however they wish, everyone in America has the right to live their life however they wish. So if you moron Democrats want to live with violence, filth, pollution, racial tensions, hate crimes, feces-covered sidewalks, race riots, gangs, smog, mass shootings, and homeless encampments, you have every right to. Godspeed. And if you want to live your life blaming problems you are solely responsible for on us Trump voters, you have every right to do that, as well. I could not care less how you live your miserable lives. Because out here in rural Magaland, life is sweet and the closest we come to your filth and crime and violence and racial tensions is when we watch the news. And when the news blames us for your problems, we just lean back in our lazy boys and lmao. You get what you vote for, and the idiots who live in Democrat-run shitholes are getting everything they deserve. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.